Critical thinking exercise number two deals with recruitment for a company very similar to a Home Depot or a Lowe's. In this particular exercise, you're asked to document recruitment sources you would use to fill 12 general manager positions, 3 regional manager positions, 3 regional financial analyst positions, and 3 human resource manager positions, 1 for each region. Recruitment is very, very important to a company. In the process of recruitment, you're trying to identify and get the interest of individuals to consider joining your company. In order to survive and thrive, companies have to have the ability to attract and retain good people. Now, some of the things that impact your recruiting include economic and labor market conditions, the location of your business, and the image of your company. That's why companies are so interested in employment branding, making their company a good place for people to work. Now, we're in a very good economic time. In many professions, the recruitment is very, very brisk, depending on the market and depending on the profession. In this particular exercise, you're cast in the role of a human resource recruitment manager. You've been asked to recruit to support the regional expansion of your company. And in this case, the company is called Build It Yourself Store. So what your job and your team of recruiters is to fill 21 positions that I outlined. These positions are located in different states: Texas, Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Oklahoma. Okay. I want you to put together preferably a two-page memo to me, the Vice President of Human Resources, that outlines your recruitment sources you're going to be using to fill those positions. Okay? Think of it this way. I'm taking your memo with me to a senior management meeting where we will be sitting down talking about filling these positions, particularly the GM positions. These are general managers. Each general manager runs an individual store. And we'll be looking at our ability to actually fill these positions over a 60 to 90 day period. You'll need to outline what sources you're going to use to fill these positions, and those sources could include different forms of advertising, online, e-recruiting. Keep in mind, once you put a position out there, posted on Monster, CareerBuilder, and it'll ultimately end up in Indeed, you're going to get 1 million applications. Probably, if you're lucky, 5% will be useful, but you will get a ton of people applying. Other sources you could use include direct sourcing yourself, you and your team, reaching out, contacting, and then what they call developing candidates. Or you could use a third party executive recruiter to do that same thing. But what I need you to do for each of those four groups is tell me the sources you would use to fill those positions. And in addition, I need to know what issues or problems you foresee in the recruitment of these people. Now, before you say, well, I don't see any problems, you will have issues, particularly if you start to relocate people. The number of individuals who are really open for relocation, the pool is not as great as you would think. Because think about it. You're asking a person to make a very large change to not only their lives, but their family's lives. So I need you to put together these memos that address your recruitment sources and the issues you may have in completing the recruitment assignments, and all in a single memo. In your memo, those are going to be your thoughts, so there's no need for any type of footnoting or citations, okay? If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me during the week, and my number is on the syllabus, and I'll be more than happy to talk the situation over with you. Okay, good luck, and I look forward to reading your assignments.